Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to the September 2022 edition of Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications, and I am joined today by Steve Rausch, while Jim Thompson is traveling and speaking at a conference in Europe. This month, we address the soaring energy prices specifically in Europe and what the industry is doing about them. So, Steve, what are you seeing lately?
Well, Helen, some companies are cutting back on production. Lesobo Paper, a Swedish manufacturer, announced that the increased electricity prices have caused them to halt production. A press release said that the electricity cost for Lesobo Paper has unprecedentedly increased from 3 million euros to 19 million euros per year. As a result, last month, production at the Lesobo Paper mill was paused. Going forward, a decision for production would be taken daily depending on electricity prices for the upcoming day. Also, Seca Group announced that it will temporarily close three of its four facilities in Spain, given that the price of gas has gone up by 300% in Spain in just 8 months.
Tissue makers, amazingly, are also cutting back.
Correct. Rising energy prices have led Finnish firm Metsä Tissue cutting back on production levels in recent weeks, the company said in a statement. This curtailment could affect the availability of tissue paper products, such as toilet paper, the press release noted, while further halts on the production line is likely. Metsä Tissue has previously announced temporary production stoppages at its facilities in Germany and Slovakia earlier this year, and the situation has deteriorated further since then.
We'll be back after this message.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionist.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
And we are back. So, Steve, what proactive measures are being taken regarding energy costs?
Well, British box maker D.S. Smith said that it expects a newly opened facility in northern Italy to help it reach its full-year growth targets, as well as cut down on emissions and soften the impact of the soaring energy prices. Speaking earlier this month at a new facility in Italy, Chief Executive Officer Miles Roberts called the new facility a long-term asset that would help the company navigate a challenging short-term economic environment.
Does D.S. Smith think the situation might get worse as the winter approaches?
Well, it's always good to be prepared. D.S. Smith had said that the company was preparing for the risk of a rationing of energy over the coming winter months as supplies from Russia are squeezed as a result of the war in the Ukraine. Now, CEO Roberts said regarding production, "We think that there will be rationing and that we have to plan for it now, especially in the event of a severe winter." He didn't specify where that could occur. Yet, he added that there's a lot that the London-based company can do to reduce gas consumption without affecting output in terms of both volumes and quality, such as extending shifts and running the facilities for longer, but at a lower intensity. Now, the chief executive of Europe's largest paper packaging producer, that Smurfa Kappa, he said back in July that the company expected a shortage of paper on the continent if gas rationing affected production in the upcoming months.
It's always good to keep an eye on the future and what the future prices might be.
Absolutely. One final point regarding what DS Smith is doing. CEO Roberts said that 90% of the costs related to natural gas had been covered for this year thanks to hedging programs with financial institutions, with 80% hedged for the next year and 50 to 60% for the following one. And with cutting-edge efficiency, the new facility was designed to save around 700 metric tons of carbon dioxide per year compared to a traditional box plant. The plant relies on fully electric internal transport, a solar system, and LED bulbs, while an automated vertical warehousing system working with machines on the production floor was crafted to boost productivity and efficiency.
This is something that we'll keep an eye on as well. If you would like to contribute an idea you'd like for us to cover in the Wireside chat, we would like to hear from you. You can reach me by email, helen.roush, R-O-U-S-H, at ipulpmedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International, copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.